Welcome to Evolutionary Men, where we learn to lead in life and love with head, heart, and guts. This is for men wanting to deepen their presence in the world, clarify their purpose, more easily connect with their power, and find ease in dating and relationships. I'm your host, Jason Lang. Let's get started. I'm excited to announce that doors are now open for the men's group experience. This is your chance to join a powerful brotherhood of men ready to grow, lead, and live with purpose. If you're done playing small and ready to rise, this is where it starts. Just head over to mens.group to learn more.
All right, and welcome back. So today, I want to talk about the fact that nice guys get a bad rap, particularly here in the men's work world that I'm so deeply a part of. You know, there's a huge movement right now to kind of kill the nice guy, get rid of the nice guy, stop being the nice guy. And I want to disrupt that a little bit and really speak to the fact that, in my opinion, it is actually way better to be a nice guy than a dick. And what do I mean by that? Well, I think nice guy, this collection of attributes and behaviors in which certain men prioritize other people above themselves and really emphasize safety in relating and connections, that's actually an evolutionary leap past what was the dominant type of man for a long time, which was fuck or kill, essentially. I'm going to fuck you or I'm going to kill you. And whatever helps me survive is the thing I most care about. And, you know, that's a pretty crass, you know, blunt version of what I'm talking about here. But in my book, nice guy is actually a huge evolution of masculinity, in a sense, where it starts to include the other. And in our growth and in our development, it's not that we want to get rid of the nice guy. It's that we want to hold the nice guy in our full context as a human being. Meaning, we don't want to prioritize this part of ourselves at the expense and neglect of other parts of ourselves. And I've done a lot of work with guys over the years, and I'll tell you, I prefer to work with nice guys. I think it's much easier to take a nice guy and help him kind of find his power, find his balls, so to speak, show up with boundary, claiming what he wants, being a force of good in the world, than it is to take a dick, someone who's just a self-centered ass, and open their heart and actually get them to care about other people. And so a lot of nice guys, you know, I'm a certified nice guy coach, I know Dr. Glover, they feel this urgency that it's like, oh my God, I got to get rid of this. I got to solve this. And it's not about that. It's about not solving it, but evolving it, right? We want to bring the baby back and not just throw out the bathwater, so to speak. And the baby is, there is a certain amount of power and connection to ourselves and our desires and an ability to speak about what we want and move towards it as men that is good, that is healthy. And that includes our desire. That includes our sexuality, our desire to connect with an intimate partner, whoever they might be. For a lot of nice guys, that baby gets thrown out and gets conflated with all of the kind of asshole syndromes of guys who abuse, take advantage of other people, don't think of other people, and really degrade the environment, their relationships, and sometimes even themselves. And so, you know, if you're a nice guy, know that that is a great starting point. In my opinion, you're actually far ahead of the curve of where most men in human history have been. You have access to your heart. You have an ability to attune to the other. That is a good thing. We don't want to get rid of that. What we want to do is include the rest of you. Include your power, your desire, your impulse. And marry it with your heart, with your openness, with your sensitivity, and put that in service of creating the most depth and connection and love and truth in your life and in the lives of people around you. Nice guys have a really good starting point, and they have a lot they can bring online pretty easily. The types of practices often I lead nice guys through, let's say in retreats, to get their wildness alive, you can do these things in minutes, and it can actually bring a lot of this energy back into the body in pretty profound ways. Teaching a man to be vulnerable, to open, to care about others, that's much harder to do. I think it's the great developmental question that many of us don't know how to answer, which is, how do you get somebody that doesn't care about someone else to care about someone else? In my opinion, that's kind of the driving force of cultural and human development, in a sense. I don't know how to answer that question. What I do know is when someone does care about someone else, but they've been pushed around their whole lives, they haven't felt safe to express what they want or what they need, or they felt shame around their sexuality, or they've had no capacity to set boundaries before in their lives, those are skills we can pretty easily train and help bring online this full spectrum of a human being. You know, the evolutionary man, in a sense, is a full spectrum human that has access to all parts of themselves, which include the heart, the kind of home of the nice guy, in my opinion. Doesn't mean we have to get rid of that part. We actually want even more of that part, but we want it married with our power, with our grounding, with our presence, with our desire, and our clarity about what we want, what we see, and what we want to move towards in life. So if you are a nice guy, don't fret. Trust me when I say it is much better to be a nice guy than to be a dick.
I'm excited to announce that doors are now open for the men's group experience. This is your chance to join a powerful brotherhood of men ready to grow, lead, and live with purpose. If you're done playing small and ready to rise, this is where it starts. Just head over to mens.group to learn more.
If you're interested in working with me around dating, relationships, or your masculine presence in the world, just go to evolutionary.men/apply.